2012, 9th of December, testimonies following Rwanda trip.
I wanted to pass the gratitude of Apostle René that he addressed to me, of course, by addressing those thanks to me is to the whole church. So in his address, he said, thank you for sending to us Grace and Andrew. They have been such a great blessing. So I don't want to take that on my own shoulder. It's the whole church that sent them to Rwanda. And that's what Apostle said to me. I felt in my spirit a few days before you came back to chat with Apostle. And what the Lord laid in my heart, it was basically what you've just shared here in regard to that lady who got the word about Andrew. In the details that Apostle told me, he said that the lady said, you've been deceived by many people that the Lord sent to you, but that is ending. So he asked me if I had a chat with Andrew in regard to the meeting you were meant to have on the last day to pray together. And I said no. So he said that must be the Lord confirming what he planned to do, to have a prayer with you in regard to the message the lady came with and to rub with you that anointing. So another element to that came, and it's basically one of the things that in the scripture you read for us today here. Verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. In that conversation with René, the same day, Rebecca had a dream, and she told me about the dream. In that dream, she will share it with you, all the details. But one element in the dream was that you came back, and our church here was full. So many people joined the church. We were not a small number as we always are. But so many people came, and there was a zook of nationalities, of races in the church here. So it was lining with my talk with Apostle, the prophecy that was spoken to you, and also the prayer that was done on you. So at that moment, I thought, since the Lord spoke, there is something we have to do when you guys come back. On the New Year Eve of 2010, we did the prayers in my place in Sheffield. And the message Andrew gave was covenantal relationship. And that word, I have to testify that if today I'm still in this church, is the impact of that word. There were one or two incidents that could have easily drove me out of the church, but I remembered that word. It was prophetic. And when we hear a prophetic word, we have to hold on to it. and we shall see great things happening. So, with all these prophecies that the Lord brought together when we were over there, the impact is huge on our church here. So, I would like all of us, in regard to that prophetic word Andrew gave in my place, that we stand together. Amen. In that covenantal relationship. If in the past, for 20 odd years, you've been deceived by people the Lord himself sent to you, they were closer to you, you invested so much in them, and for one or any reason, they just forgot everything and turned their backs on you. My prayer and wish is that none of us who are here today fall in the same trap the devil can come with. And I'm saying this with boldness, because I've just got the confirmation in my spirit when Helen's sister was talking here and asking none of us to undermine ourselves. Amen. We might seem less or meaningless, but in God's eyes we are big. I was dealing with that issue in me. You know, sometimes you get the spiritual insight in you and then you bring the natural to try to understand. So I looked at all of us and said, who among us can betray you? I didn't see anybody here. I didn't see anybody. We are so bounded together. We living in such a loving relationship. And in my mind, I didn't see anybody who can be a deceiver. So it was as if I was trying to evaluate each and every one of us. And that's what Helen's sister said here. Gave me the confidence to share this and to say, we need to do something. Before the enemy attacks, we need today, now, to do something. To stand together. Amen. And to commit ourselves to the Lord. For sure, he will add so many people to our number. But we want to be the foundation. Amen. And by doing that, the Lord will increase and strengthen our relationship, our love. And as Apostle prayed for you, this is a new season. So we want to enter into this new season. Amen. Along with you. Amen. Without none of us turning our back on you or deceiving you and stuff like that. Can the church stand up and if we can all come at front here, hold our hands and prophetically pray for unity. In this new season, the Lord is introducing the leadership of this church. We want to be together. To be really together.
Bound us together, Lord, bound us together. We cause that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. Bind us together with love. There is only one God. There is only one King. There is only one body. That is why we sing. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind bind us together, Lord, bind us together, bind us together with love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.